भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. We're going to have a commentary along the way. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 3, entitled Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, text 13? 14. Text 14. Sarvendriya guna drastre sarva pratyaya etave asata chaya yuktaya sad Abhashaya Te Namaha Sarvendriya Guna Dhastre Sarvendriya Guna Dhastre Sarva Pratyaya Hetave Sarva Pratyaya Hetave Asatascaya yuktaya Asatascaya yuktaya Sarabhashaya te namaha Sarabhasaya te namaha Sarvendriya guna drastre Sarva pratyaya hetave Asatascaya yuktaya Sarvendriya guna drastre Ladies. sarva indriya gunadrastre. Unto the seer of all objectives, pursued by the senses. Sarva pratyaya hetave, who is the solution to all doubts, and without whose help one cannot solve all doubts and inabilities. Asata, with the manifestation of unreality or illusion. Chayaya, because of the resemblance. Uktaya, called. Sat, of reality. Abhasaya, unto the reflection. Te, unto you. Namaha, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. My Lord, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problem of doubts. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. Please repeat. My Lord, you are the observer of all the objectives of the senses. Without your mercy, there is no possibility of solving the problem of doubts. The material world is just like a shadow resembling you. Indeed, one accepts this material world as real because it gives a glimpse of your existence. Purport. To paraphrase this verse, quote, the objectives of sensual activities are actually observed by you. Without your direction, the living entity cannot even take a step forward. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:15. Sarvasya cha mridi sanavishto matak smitya gyanam apohanang cha. You are situated in everyone's heart, and only from you come remembrance and forgetfulness. Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durgam. The living entity under the clutches of Maya wants to enjoy this material world. But unless you give him directions and remind him, he cannot make progress in pursuing his shadowy objectives in life. The conditioned soul wrongly progresses toward the wrong objective, life after life, and he is reminded of that objective by you. In one life, the conditioned soul desires to progress toward a certain objective, but after his body changes, he forgets everything. Nonetheless, my Lord, because he wanted to enjoy something of this world, you reminded him of this in his next birth. Matak smritir gyanam apohanang cha. Because the conditioned soul wants to forget you, by your grace you give him opportunities, life after life, by which he can almost perpetually forget you. Therefore, you are eternally the director of the conditioned souls. It is because you are the original cause of everything that everything appears real. The ultimate reality is your Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The word sarva pratyaya hetave. Okay. The word sarva pratyaya hetave is explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who says that a result gives one a glimpse of its cause. For example, since an earthen pot is the result of the actions of a potter, by seeing the earthen pot, one can guess at the existence of the potter. Similarly, this material world resembles the spiritual world, and any intelligent person, can guess how it is acting. As explained in Bhagavad Gita, Mayada Kshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. The activities of the material world suggest that behind them is the superintendence of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshumitam Jainatasmai Sigurvenima. Ukam Guru Divachalam Pungam Mangaya Tegirim. Kipatam Ham Vande Sigurum Dinatarinam. Sorry, but I'm just going to have to. I'm going to laugh through the whole class. It's a boring class, but this is what to do. Even the small child, by Krishna's mercy, is being given the intelligence to crawl along, you see. It's not by its own some sort of ability, but Krishna within the heart gives the intelligence to the small child. Prabhupada gives this example sometimes. You don't have to train someone, the child, to walk or to crawl, but just inherently within itself, it learns how to walk. But that's Krishna within the heart, actually giving intelligence, as Prabhupada points out. It's by Krishna's mercy that anything and everything is going on. And the previous verse is a very nice point also that Srila Prabhupada makes. That somewhere he made this point that nothing can be done without the permission and the oversight of the personality of Godhead. And Krishna explains that also in the Bhagavad Gita, upatastana manta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara. That Krishna is within the heart and he's the overseer and permitter. And Prabhupada points this out in the purport. He says, by your direction, the living entity cannot even take a step forward. What to speak of a small child, or what to speak of some great scientist who's creating all sorts of complicated computers and whatnot. So nothing can go on in the creation without the permission of the personality of Godhead. And even material nature is working under his direction, as Krishna explains. Prabhupada makes this point again in the purport, Mayadha Kshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. In the previous purport also. These two purports are so similar. But the point is there, that it's by Krishna's permission that the living entity can accomplish anything in this material creation. So within the heart, there are, and Prabhupada makes this point again in the previous purport, that there's three factors to understand, and that is the prakriti, the purusha, the enjoyer, and the controller, the Ishvara. That although material nature is there and it's conducting its affairs, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, sadhana, shakti, reka, chayeva, yasya, bhuvanani, vibharata, durga, that the material nature under the direction of the personality of Godhead is creating, it's preserving, it's destroying. There's a and the living entity is there within the this body, and he may know his field. Prabhupada explains that there's knowledge is defined as knowing the field of activities, the knower, and the super knower or super soul. And to know these things, to know the difference between those things, is described as knowledge as real knowledge, not the knowledge that we see in material world where someone may be very expert in some field, some scientific field or some social practice. But real knowledge means to know the difference between these three things, not to confuse them. And Prabhupada gives the example of the painting, the painter, and the easel. We don't confuse those things. We have to know the difference between them. So also one has to know the difference between prakriti, this material world, this body, which is a certain field that material nature has provided. Everyone has a different field. And the knower, which is the living being within this body, who knows this field, and the super knower, or the super soul, who's actually guiding everything. Not only is he providing this body, but he's also giving the direction on how to use this body. So one has to know the difference between those things and not confuse them. Prabhupada gives the example of just like a citizen may know his patch of land, but the king not only knows his palace, but he knows all of the workings of his kingdom. Just like I may live in a apartment over here, and someone else, and I know what's going on over there, or someone else lives over in this apartment, and they know what's going on over there. But we have Savas, who's not only knowing what is going on in his place, but he also knows by various means, by different energies, by different potencies, what goes on in the other apartments. So Krishna is that a super knower. Not only does he know what's going on within your body, but also in millions of other, billions of other living entities' bodies. And he's supplied those bodies, and he's given the ability to work in those bodies. Just see the position of the personality. You've got it. Only a fool, and actually that is the case. Only a fool could not recognize that, how everything is being controlled by some superior authority. It's not that things are just going on automatically, just like the deity seva is not just happening. You know, doors happen to open and there happens to be one pujari, or maybe sometimes three. Or the deities are dressed in a certain way, they're offered in a certain items. It's not just automatic, but it's actually some intelligence. There's some guidance there. So things are not happening just automatically. But it's Krishna within the heart, as Prabhupada points out here. Sarvasya Cham Hidi Son of Ishto. Krishna is there within the heart. And he's not only giving guidance to you, but to billions of other living entities throughout the creation. And he's maintaining all of them. Nitya Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Yoviridhati Kaman. He's maintaining everyone. And since time eternal, since time from the beginning of time. So it's not just a temporary arrangement. Like we see in the material world, some things may come and go. Sometimes there's a very powerful person in our government or society. But in due course of time, they disappear and no one cares anymore. But the personality of Godhead is always there, as he reminds Arjuna of that in the Bhagavad Gita. Bahuni mevyatitani janmani tavach Arjuna. Krishna is always remembering what's happening. It's not that, I may not remember what happened last week or 2 hours ago. But Krishna is there within the heart, and he knows all of these things, and he's giving constant direction, constant guidance. But the living entity, as Prabhupada points out here, under the clutches of Maya, thinks himself the doer, right? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasya. What is that? Ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So the living entity is under the influence of material nature, the modes of nature, thinks that he's progressing toward this objective in life or that, but actually in actuality it's material nature that's setting the rules, and we have to live by those, and we're guided by those rules as long as we're in this conditioned state. So these prayers of Gajendra are very, very appropriate, because he's understanding what the, as Prabhupada pointed out in the previous purport, it was such a, I'm obviously speaking a lot about the previous purport because I was focused on that one. Prabhupada points out that this is the only salvation. So his prayers are very appropriate in that he's recognizing what is the solution to become relieved of this cycle of birth and death, and that is to offer very humble prayers to the personality of Godhead. And that's intelligent, to recognize our position. It's a sign of intelligence. And that one should humbly approach the personality of Godhead and his representative. And it's by their mercy that we can come out of this deep ignorance, which is so complicated. The Bhagavad Gita compares it to a banyan tree. Just like a banyan tree is so intricate in how it spreads, and it's able, one small seed produces a gigantic tree. So this material world is like that, in that it's a very complicated, entangled situation. And unless one takes shelter of the personality of Godhead, there's every chance of, again, coming back into this world, and as Prabhupada points out here, perpetually forgetting Krishna. Tanahan dvishita kruran samasareshu naradaman. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that perpetually such persons are thrown into this ocean of material existence. Perpetually. We can, into various species. So we can't imagine how long or how difficult it is to get out of this material world, how long we've been here, how difficult it is to get out. And unless one feelingly offers prayers, there's every chance of being attracted, as Prabhupada points out here, progressing toward one's shadowy objectives in life. Very interesting way Prabhupada describes it. Cannot make progress in pursuing his shadowy objectives in life. Because it's just a dim reflection. It's a reflection. Of course, we can look at it shadowy in different ways. Sometimes people are engaged in a lot of shadowy activities. But meaning that they're not very proper, maybe sinful. So this material world is like that. It's a dim reflection of reality. But there is a reality. Prabhupada explains, gives the example of a snake and a rope. The rope may not be the snake, but it implies that there is such a thing as a snake. So, just like this material world, it has its variety, it has its activities. So also in the spiritual world, there is wonderful variety, there's wonderful activities, but they're eternal. They're not disturbed by the temporary conditions or the influence of time. So the solution is to approach the representative of the personality of Godhead and some or other engage in some service so that we can get pulled out of this condition. The materialists, the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how the materialistic persons, pisache paile, what is that? They appear like haunted persons. Material existence means living a ghostly life. And you can see it practically when we deal with materially minded persons. You can see how they're being haunted by their desires, by their sinful lives. So the alternative, of course, is to engage in the process of bhakti yoga and get out of this condition. And that means approaching the personality of Godhead in a proper state of mind and hoping that one can get the mercy of the personality of Godhead and his devotees. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.